morning. It's Moments of Melody time again. Today we read of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. Here's a poem titled, Wounded. "'Twas I that shed the sacred blood. I nailed him to the tree. I sacrificed the Christ of God. I joined the mockery. Of all that shouting multitude, I feel that I am one. And in that din of voices rude, I recognize my own. Around the cross the throng I see, mocking the sufferer's groan. Yet still my voice, it seems to be, as if I mocked alone. Wounded for me, wounded for me, there on the cross he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I am free, all because Jesus was wounded for me.
Wounded for me.
Gospel according to Dr. Luke. As they led him off, they caught hold of a man called Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and loaded him with the cross, so that he could carry it for Jesus. Jesus was followed by a great multitude of the people, and also of women, who beat their breasts and mourned over him. But he turned to them and said, "It is not for me that you should weep, daughters of Jerusalem. You should weep for yourselves and for your children. Behold, a time is coming when men will say, 'It is better for the barren, for the wombs that never bore children, and the breasts that never suckled them.' It is then that they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' If it goes so hard with the tree that is still green, what will become of the tree that is already dried up?" Two others who were criminals were led off with him to be put to death. When they reached the place which is named after a skull, they crucified him there, and also the two criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus, meanwhile, was saying, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." And they divided his garments among them by lot. For me. There on the cross, he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I am free, all because Jesus was wounded for me.